today's session will be a master key to success in spiritual life. The most important thing to understand in spiritual life is, what is life? What exactly is life? We have to understand that me, the soul, just has life. I, the soul, me, the soul, I just have life and nothing else. And that life is not any form of life which I imagine. Life is just pure, simple life. What does that mean? It means you just exist. This is life. You don't exist as anybody or as any person or as anyone. You just exist. You just have life. You, the soul. The soul is just a piece of life. And the life one has is also by the will of the Lord. We can't even have life by our own will. It is not a self-created life. Life is bestowed on the jiva. That is why he seems to be alive. Otherwise, at Mahapralaya, all the jivas are asleep in Mahavishnu. By the will of the Lord, one is alive. So we have to understand that I am just a piece of life, just a particle of life. And that life is also bestowed upon me by the Lord. And this life has a purpose. What is that purpose? Purpose is very simple. Soul wants happiness and God wants that you should get happiness. That is the only purpose. Soul always thinks straight. I want happiness. But in the pursuit, he adds his psychological nonsense and gets bewildered. How is it so? Lord has just given us life. He has not given us gender-based life or family-based life or society-based life. God has just given us life. It is not anything based life. And we think God has given us family life. Deep down inside, probably throughout the day, throughout our life, we think, I am a family man. Lord has not given us family life. He has just simply given us life. We don't have to insert anything. We don't have to imagine anything in that. We don't have to insert. We don't have to adulterate life. We don't have to contaminate life. The piece of life, the soul is, that in itself is Sahaj Sukh Rashi. As per Ramcharit Manas, Ishwar Ansh, Jeeva Vinashi, Chetan Amal, Sahaj Sukh Rashi. The piece of life, the soul, is Sahaj Sukh Rashi, is blissful in himself, by himself. You don't have to add anything in your life to make your life beautiful. The moment you add any person or anything in your life, you actually get away from life. Why? We have been bestowed a life and it has a purpose. What is the purpose? To get happiness. How does the soul get happiness? By loving God. Because God is happiness. The moment we add any person or anything in our life, thinking that it will give me happiness, then we are bereft of happiness that moment only. The reason we added someone in our life was so that I will get happiness. But that addition is actually our subtraction from happiness. That very addition, our interference in life, is a cause of every distress we ever face in our life. Whatever distress we face, is it just because of our wrong interference, wrong faulty perceptions of happiness? God is happiness, and when God is satisfied with a jiva, He bestows happiness upon a jiva. Upanishads explain, Esha hi eva anandayati. Only that person gets happiness, that soul, who has firm faith in the scriptures. And it is very clear, Esha hi eva anandayati. That, when the Lord is satisfied by the devotional service, loving devotional service of a jiva, He only bestows happiness. To get happiness, one has to understand the science of happiness. The happiness a jiva generates in the Lord by His devotional service, that happiness, when the Lord becomes happy by a jiva's devotional service, that happiness in the Lord's heart gets transferred to your heart, and then you become happy. This was the only way of happiness, this is the only way of happiness, and this will ever remain so. By satisfying Him, you automatically get satisfied. And when you add anyone in your life, any person, you are adding anyone in your life because you think, unless until this person or this thing is in my life, I will not get happiness. A certain feeling of incompletion is in the heart, that I feel incomplete. I am feeling incomplete. So to have a feeling of completion, to have a feeling of satisfaction, to have a feeling of happiness, I add someone or something in my life. But this is the only thing which is vanchito asmi, as in the words of Prabhupada Saraswati. This is bereft me of happiness, because when we add anyone in life, we forget that only Lord Shri Krishna, He is the Ananda Brahma, He is a personification of happiness. He is the only means of happiness, He is the only form of happiness. Until unless I get connected to Him, I can never experience happiness even in my wildest of my dreams. We don't have to insert anything in our life to make life beautiful. We are continuously injecting something in life. Life doesn't need any assistance from you. Just needs relation with the Lord. If I really want to be happy, I have to get rid of all my psychological nonsense which I am continuously dwelling in. An uncontaminated life is always beautiful, is always blissful. What is uncontaminated life? A life in which we don't have sukha buddhi in any vyakti or any vastu. Sukha buddhi. If someone can give me happiness, if something can give me happiness, this is contamination which we continuously indulge in, and we are chetan amal sahaj sukhrashi. Amal. I am uncontaminated. Then what is contamination? Adding any person or anything in life is making your life contaminated. Adding anyone or anything, it is just like adding poison in life. Life is very clear. Life is very simple. It is straight journey of soul towards happiness, towards God. By loving God, you get happiness. Is there anything complicated in this? Is there anything complicated? But the problem is, a Baddha Jiva insists on making everything complicated. He insists, although life is simple, very straight. Lord is happiness, I should go towards Him. As simple as that. But we add things in our life. We think that I am a family man, and I wish to have a happy family life. Having a happy family life is the ultimate stupidity for a spiritualist. First of all, everyone is what? Brahman Brahmite. Everyone is just going here and there in the material world, and it is not that a set of people are going here and there. Everyone on the basis of karmas is going here and there in the material world. So it is not that a set of people is going. So some Brahman Brahmite get together for a, like in an ocean, so many straws, they get together for a while and then they get separated. Similarly, the jivas get together for a while and then they get separated. And to have a family life, you first need to have a gender. Soul is genderless. Till he goes to the spiritual world, he can never have a gender. Can never have a family, can never have a gender, because he by nature is just a particle of life. By loving God, he gets a spiritual body and thereby a gender, and which he is not interested in. He is just interested in satisfying the Supreme Lord. And that satisfaction of the Lord generates happiness in his heart. The moment we add gender in our life, you are bereft of happiness. You have been given life, you have not been given a gender-based life. You are not given a family life. And then, I am just a soul, just a particle of life, and then I start imagining myself as a family man. And then just, I want to have happy family life. So this is just an ultimate fantasy. Just a psychological wrong thought process. Just imagine, we have been bestowed a life. First of all, we never created life. We have been bestowed. It is just a gift of the Lord to a jiva. He is alive. What more blessings can a jiva have? He has been bestowed a human form of life in which he can understand that he just has a life and he need not contaminate it. He is not having a family life. He is not having a gender-based life. In other forms of life, fish, insects, any wild animals, they can never understand that they don't have a gender-based life. They can never understand that they don't have a family, soul doesn't have a family life. It is just pure life, pure life. Soul just exists. That is the only reality. It never existed someone at any point of time. Bhagavad Gita explains, na karoti na lipyate. It never gets temporarily, soul never even temporarily becomes a female or a male. Soul just remains a particle of life, a small particle of life, just floating. Brahman Brahmite, just floating, floating and floating in the pursuit of happiness. And in that pursuit, he continuously contaminates himself by adding people, by adding things, that this will give me happiness. One has to have a very strong desire that I don't even want to have an iota of any kind of imagined life, gender-based life. I don't want any kind of happiness based on gender. I don't want any kind of happiness based on society. I don't want any kind of happiness based on family. Because happiness is Lord. This is just created concepts of happiness. Myself created concepts of happiness. That by being with a person A, I will get happiness. By having a thing A, I will get happiness. Just imagine, from morning to night, am I not continuously thinking of myself as a family man? From morning to night, if one is continuing with this faulty perception of life, try to understand, if we are having this perception of life, we are continuously tainted with conceptions that I am a family man, though I am just a particle of life. All our thoughts, all our deeds, all our gestures basically are an expression of that I am a family man. All our interactions, psychological thought processes, our pursuit of happiness is based on the root that I am a family man. Though the reality is, I can never ever be a family man in material world. I will always be a soul, and temporarily also, I can never be Brian. Not even temporarily. Temporarily also, I can never be Manasi or Brian or anyone. Because you are just, you're just sitting in a car, yantra, yantra rodena mayaya. By sitting in a car, you don't become a car. By sitting in Manasi, you don't become a Manasi. You're sitting in Brian, you don't become a Brian. You're sitting inside, you don't become one. Even temporarily, you think, oh, temporarily I have, not even temporarily you're a family man. Temporarily also you're a soul, and permanently also you're a soul. Which soul? Chetan Amal. Mal is adding anyone or anything in life. This is Mal. Lord is explaining in Bhagavad Gita 9.27, Yad Karoshi, Yad Ashashi, Yad Josi, Dadasi Yad, Yas Tabasyasi Kauntya, Tad Kurushu Madarpana. It's very simple. Yad Karoshi, whatever you do, do it as an offering to me. But whatever we are doing as an offering to our family. Is this what the Lord is saying? Do everything for the pleasure of your family, or thinking you are a family man? No. This Bhagavad Gita is for all souls, everyone. And what is Lord instructing? Yat karoshi, whatever you do, do it for me. Whatever. Even in sleep, whatever you do, you do it for me. And even in sleep, whatever we do, it is for our family. Isn't it? Can you imagine the kind of wrong color, wrong fragrance we are putting ourselves in? We are tainting our soul in a way. We are tainting the soul to such low depth that it can never come out. We had to have a firm faith. I don't have anything to do with gender-based living. Anything gender-based is not happiness. Anything. Firm conviction. And with that firm conviction, move towards the other side, which is not gender-based, which is based on satisfaction of Radharani. If we even say, forget desire to enjoy family life, if we even say that I have family life, I mean, that in itself is so faulty. See, life, soul always thinks straight, I want happiness, isn't it? I want happiness means happiness is God. So I want God. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I want happiness, I want God. Morning, noon, evening, night, I want happiness, I want God. Every hour, I want happiness, I want God. It is so simple. But when we think I have a family, then we are adding human species in our pursuit towards happiness. See, you are not a human who wants happiness. You are a soul who wants happiness. You don't have to add human species or human emotions or humanistic consciousness or any species consciousness. No species-based thinking has to be added in life. Because if at all you add anything material, all species are material. Even human species, if you think I am a human being, by this mere thinking you are bereft yourself of happiness. Even for one second if we think I am a human being, you cannot be happy. And we are continuously thinking I am a human being, I have a gender, I have a family, and then I want to have a happy family life. I mean, this is material world is governed by so many layers of Mahat, Tattva, Prithvi, Agni, Jal, Vayu, Akash. We are covered with so many layers of ignorance. Huge, huge layers. The spiritual master makes you see which you cannot see on your own. Makes you see the spiritual world, makes you see the material world. We just have life. We don't have to contaminate it any further if we want happiness. Our upasana is of Brahma, para Brahma, Pavitram Param Bhavana, para Brahma. And if we are thinking that I want a happy family life, it is Brahma, illusion. It is upasana of Brahma, upasana of illusion, worship of illusion. If you think I want happy family life, it is also worship. Worship of illusion, illusory concept. And we have to do upasana of para Brahma, God. Then only we can get happiness. The moment we think I have a gender-based life or a family-based life, what are the consequences? The first and the foremost important consequences, I can never be happy. Happiness, the moment you add anything or anyone, you are adding poison. By adding poison, you can never be happy. This is one thing. The another thing is, one gets reaction. The number of moments we add people or things in our life, those moments we get karmic reactions. What are karmic reactions? When we add anything or anyone in our life, thinking that this will give me happiness, all those moments will give us karmic reaction, though we may be in devotional service. We may be initiated, we may be doing anything. But if you are adding anyone or anything, anything material, you get reaction. Anything material, if any soul adds, any time, he gets reaction. And just by chanting one name of the Lord, one gets happiness instantly. Instantly. There is no doubt about it. How? He just has to think straight. Spiritual master just wants one thing from you. You just think straight. I want happiness. I want God. Don't go left or right. What we are continuously doing is, life is so simple. Just think about it. Just ponder for a while. Just think about it. Is life complicated? It is so simple. I am a piece of life. Just love God and be happy. We insist on making it complicated again and again, again and again. If, but, if, but, if, but. One name of the Lord, if you take in an uncontaminated way, you will have direct experience of the Lord. Right now, right here, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to leave family. You don't have to go to a jungle, forest, nothing. You have to have firm conviction in your mind. I am just a piece of angel, so I want Radharani's service. Tatshan, that very moment, you will get sakshat, you will get darshan. You will have glimpse of the Lord. The leela you think of, you get that glimpse only that very moment. Just have to have strong conviction. I have nothing to do with gender-based living. Nothing. For eternity, I don't want gender-based happiness. See, sometimes movies are being made and there are certain things they make, they are not approved by the board. So they are not shown in the movie halls. So when that person is clear that it is not approved, then even though he has done so much hard work for making that thing, may have spent millions of rupees, crores of rupees, but he instantly cuts that. Similarly, our life is just a kind of a movie which is to, and the audience, if the audience appreciates, then you are a success. Similarly, our life is just a kind of a movie. It is not, just to explain this, I'm giving you this idea that it's kind of a movie which Lord has to appreciate. And if Lord doesn't, then it's a complete garbage. And if it does, then you are Paramanandit always, in Paramanand, if he appreciates. And if he doesn't, then there's no point continuing with this movie, silly movie. All these thoughts are silly thoughts, that someone is mine, someone can give me happiness. All these are silly thoughts. I need to have firm conviction that I am a soul, I want God, and other than that, any other thought, they may be in millions, but they are all garbage. All our thoughts are garbage other than I want God. Soul actually wants only God. We are just adding n number of things and berefting ourselves only. of happiness. See, God has given us life. Life. And Guru has given us Brahman Brahmite Kono Bhagyavanji, Guru Krishna Prasadepai Bhakti Lata Beej. Guru has given us that, Lord has given us life, and Guru has given us seed of eternal life. Lord is not giving us eternal life. Guru is giving us the seed of eternal life. And even after getting life, even after getting Diksha, seed of spiritual life, seed of eternal life, we are still adding people and things in our life. How can we ever achieve success if we still continue to do the same mistake again and again and again? See, the other species, they can never understand that I am just a particle of life, that's all. But even after getting initiation, even after getting Siddha Pranali, even after doing deity worship, we still want a happy family life. What's the use of all the satsang, association of guru, association of saints? What is the use of it? If you're continuing with our same silly prophecies of happiness, conceptions of happiness, then what's the gain out of the satsang? What's the gain out of reading? What is the gain by any kind of deity worship or anything? This dham, Navadvip dham, has so much of potency. Forget stepping in Navadvip dham. Just by remembering, you will see the Lord, you see Lord Gauranga instantly. I'm telling you, believe me, instantly you can see the Lord. Instantly. You don't have to, it's not that after some time or some days you can see. No. Dham is so powerful. Nam. Abhinna. Abhinatva. Nama namina. It's so powerful. But when you chant, when you remember in an uncontaminated state, without adding poison in life, just a particle of life, you remember God, instant darshan. Soul, who is just a particle of life, can have life with anyone, with Lord Narsingadev, with Lord Ram, with Lord Narayan, with anyone. Guru is the seed of having a particular kind of life with a particular form of the Lord. But per se, you can have life with any form of the Lord which you wish to have. And we must never forget that this life has been bestowed. It is not self-created. Just think about it. Do we ever think that it is for the pleasure of the Lord only? All my breaths. Yat Karoshi means all my best. If I have 25,000 best in my life, in a day, that all those 25,000 best should be for the pleasure of Radharani. Do we ever think this way? We think that, you know, food and family and how do I look and how much money I have and all our breaths should be for the pleasure of the Lord. All our thoughts, all our even gestures. Doing this is just a correct expression of intelligence. Till we do this, it is just an expression of our silliness. Even after hearing so much, even after reading so much granthas, we are containing our pursuit of happiness in a completely wrong direction. It is just like purifying ourselves with a glass of like amrit, then pouring ourselves huge amounts of let's say garbage. If you add anything means adding garbage. Life, if one understands correctly, is very clear that the life has only central characters as Radha and Krishna and just a small character in that movie. But in our life, we are the main character in that movie, isn't it? It is for, let's say, Mansi, everything should be done. It is for Brian, everything has to be done. That is a central character. But you don't even have to be any kind of character. When you really get darshan of the Lord or the eternal seva of the Lord, you don't think gender based. You just don't have any conception of yours. Just wishes to give pleasure to Radharani, just serve Radharani as a Gaudiya Vaishnava. You are not the central figure of the movie you are living in. Your central figure is always Antare Bahira Gaura Gauranga hai. Inside, outside. When we utter Radha, that Radha we utter, if we think we have someone in our life, if we have some relation with anyone in our life, then that utterance of Radha is only through your mouth. When we say Radha, our whole being should reverberate with Radha. Every drop of blood in our being should reverberate with Radha. Bone, marrow, whatever we possess, it should reverberate with Radha. The whole being should become Radhamay. When we say Radha, our samam bonam should say Radha. And how can you not experience Radha when your entirety is reverberating with Radhamay bhav? Radhamay dasya bhav. How can you not experience when you give yourself fully to Radharani? She's the softest. Even for one moment, if you do, you will be inundated in happiness. Inconceivable happiness. See, the only purpose of life, the only good thing in life, is to love and be loved. And that too, infinitely. Na alpe sukham asti. Chandogya Upanishad. Alpe. In small thing, a small quantity, there is no sukha. Small thing. Na alpe sukham asti. So we all want infinite happiness, infinite love. We want to love someone infinitely, without boundaries. And we want to be loved without any boundary. And that can happen only with the Lord. This piece of life, which is now in human body, can do this. Love God every moment of life. In other species, it's just not possible. Education is not that we earn some degree and then we get a living out of it. Education actually means widening of knowledge and absorbing the truth in our life. That is education. Absorbing the truth in our life. Widening of knowledge. What is the truth? I am a piece of life. We have to absorb it. This is education. This is wisdom. Absorb in our life. And life, if it is without any guidance of a self-realized soul, it is just like one is kind of dived into an ocean. There is no depth or breadth, length one can ever come across. It is just like kind of infinite. One just doesn't know where to go, left, right. Once you're into it, just don't know where to go. But a self-realized soul sees everything material in the material world and the spiritual world as it is, and it can make you see things as they are. Without that expert guidance, it is impossible. You are just deep into the ocean and just no clue where to go. These faulty perceptions of happiness, adding people and things in our life, is so deep, so deep, so deep. It practically catches all our breaths in our life. Practically. Very rarely, generally, in the association of a self-realized soul only, we kind of sit in an uncontaminated way. No, I don't need anybody, I don't need anything. And one thing that oh my spiritual master, oh my lord, please give me blessings. I mean, you already have tons of blessings. You just have to respect them. If you don't respect the blessings you have already got, how can you get further blessings? You know how much blessings you people have. You can even count those blessings ever. Brahma, Uddhava, they can't even see the boundary of Navdvip. And we are passing urine in Navdvip. Can you imagine the kind of blessings we have? We are staying for weeks and weeks, days and days, for years on end. How much blessings do we have? Lord is eagerly waiting with wide open eyes. Now he will become uncontaminated, will just desire me. You know how thirsty he is for us, for our being with us. It is not a one-way love, it is a two-way love. He is thirsty for our love. He is so thirsty to reciprocate. That is why he is giving an association of Mukta Purushas, liberated souls. Pursuing the same path, being in Navdvip, being in Vrindavan, so much blessings are there. You just have to have a very strong desire. I just don't have anything to do with this family-based silly living, this family-based happiness or gender-based happiness. Just have this strong, actually this is the father of all material illusions. Happy family life. Remove this conception in your life and then you see how fast you progress spiritually. Till we don't, and this realization has to come from within. After hearing from saints, after hearing from scriptures, this realization, deep realization should come from within. Not that I have to neglect gender-based happiness. No, you don't have to neglect. I just don't want gender-based happiness. There's no one neglecting. I just don't want it. Why? Because it is worthless. Since I am not a gender, why should I desire gender-based happiness? Since I am not a family man, then why should I desire a happy family life? It's all illusion. Yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushu madarpana. Whatever tapasya austerity you do it for me. And whatever austerity we do for it for our family. We are all our thoughts basically are so very badly tainted with the desire to have a nice, happy family life that we are bereft of life actually. Life is just simple. I want to be with God. Like a small baby. Mama, I just want to be with you. As simple or as innocent, as pure. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. That's all. This is what Na jivami tvaya bina vilapko samadhi. Tave vasmi na jivami tvaya bina. I just want you. I just want you. I just want you. That's all. You don't have to do anything silly. You just have to stop doing everything silly. And just say, just once, from your heart. Let's assume Radharani comes in front of us. Can you say, hey, oh Srimati Radharani, you gave me life and you know, I spent everything you gave in my life just for your pleasure. Can you say this? Radharani? You just have to say this once. Just say it once. Oh Srimati Radharani, you gave me this life and you know, I try to spend everything for your pleasure, for your service in this life. Not an iota for myself. Not a drop for myself. And it is not an austerity. Because if you do so, then till you are alive in this body, you are going to be bursting with happiness. All your pores, all your atoms, everything will be bursting with happiness. And till you do so, you will always be in distress. Some, like, people say, I am depressed. What is depression? Depression is simply that you are continuously pondering over people, things, someone or something that person can give me happiness but is not acting as per my wish. This is what depression is. This person or this thing is not yielding me my expected desired result. That is happiness. What is this depression? Pondering over the wrong things. continuously pondering over, thinking over, oh, this is not as per me, or this person, this thing, or these circumstances are not as per me. What do circumstances have to do with happiness? I the soul want happiness, I the soul want gods. Where do circumstances or humanistic things come in between? Where is the scope for human species to come in? Humanistic thoughts to come in? How can anyone be sad in spiritual life if one is sane? A devotee means he is not a seeker, actually he is an expression of happiness then. He becomes so blissful. How can a devotee become sad? Not possible. Yeah, he can cry like Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, feeling separation from Radharani. That is another issue. That sadness is something else. This silly sadness which normal people indulge in, if we also indulge in, what kind of devotee are we? Devotee means, if anyone sees you, that person should remember the Lord. Oh, he is so blissful. This Hare Krishna person, guy, woman, so blissful. How can a devotee be sad? He can only be sad if he is contaminated. Contaminated means adding anyone or anything in your life, thinking that this will give me happiness. Life is just life. Life is not family-based life. Life is not social life. I don't have a social life. We think we have a social life. We have a family. I don't know how many layers of illusion are we completely covered with. I have a social life. And if we think that I have a family, you just tell me, how can he ever go to Golok, Braj or Navdeep? How can he ever go if you think that you have a family here? You can only have one family at a time. And if you are very sure, my family is, who is your family? The Diksha Mantras you have got? Guru, Krishna, Radha, Lalita, Rupa Manjari, Ananga Manjari. This is your family. At any particular point of time, like you can think yourself Maxim as a Brian, not as Sachin or Vinod. At a particular point of time, you can think yourself as a one person only. At a particular time, not as two. So at a particular point of time, you can think of one family, not as another family. And if you are very sure my family is in Braj, then it can never be in any kind of world, material world or any spiritual world also. Never. You can think of family life. Only one family life you can ever think of at any particular point of time. Not two. You can at a particular point of time, you can only be one person, not two persons. Navadvip and Braj Leela, they are kind of two, but they are actually one. It is just continuation. You cannot think that only Radharani is mine if you are thinking that someone else is mine in this material world. Listen one thing very clearly. Soul doesn't need a mate or any kind of mating. Ahar Nidra Bhai Maithunam Cha. Maithunam is not required for soul. Soul needs happiness, not Maithun. He doesn't need, soul never needs sensual life. He wants happiness. Soul needs God. Why are you putting sensual things in it? Why are you putting humanistic things in it? Why are you putting gender-based things in it? Soul never needs a mate or any kind of mating. This is all pure illusion. Pure, pure illusion. Wrong conception of happiness. Ingrained. I, the soul, I don't need any kind of mate, I don't need any kind of mating. Be very clear. See, in Navadvip, Nitya Navadvip, everyone is a Gaur Premi. Everyone just loves Gaur, Gauranga. And though they live in a family, the Kishore Brahman will have father, mother, etc. But that Kishore never thinks I have a family life. He just has a gourmet life. Gauranga life. Similarly, although everybody is so nice in Navadvip, still he has got no attachment for anything that nice also. And here everyone is in family so bad. so filthy. Always you have a tug of war going on, and then still you think that person is mine. And the spiritual world, everybody is so nice, but shayane swapane gora gauranga. You sleep, you get up, you just gorme. That gorme consciousness has to come when we are alive in this human body. Then only we'll get to that nitya navdvi. Shayane swapane gora. Even good people we don't have to remember, and they are all siddhas, but still their attachment is only towards Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga's service. And here everyone is so violent, trying to extract happiness from us. The kids are trying to extract happiness from parents, mother and father. Husband is just squeezing happiness out of so-called wife. And wife is squeezing happiness, trying to squeeze happiness from husband. And still we think they are mine. Someone is squeezing us. Every drop of our existence for their own happiness. And Lord Gauranga, every spiritual world, they just know only one thing. The gopis, we are gopi bhav. Gopi bhav kari angikar. Gopis, though they have husband, mother-in-law, father-in-law, but they never think that I am a family person. I am just a dasi of Radha Rani, or if I am a gopi, and this, I am just for Krishna. Even though in family life. So that gopi bhav, we have to do angikar here. That my life is just for Radha Rani's pleasure. Atma Sukh, my independent pleasure is what is bereft me of real pleasure. My independent pursuit of pleasure, my seeking of pleasure should not be an independent venture. It is an automatic gift, inheritance which we get when we satisfy the Lord. The happiness which you are always seeking is actually the inheritance which a son gets from the father if he loves him. Similarly, if you love the Lord, that happiness which is in the heart of the Lord, that only gets transferred in the heart of the jiva. How do manjari experience the highest happiness? How do they? They give so much happiness to the Radha Rani that the other gopis, they experience just a drop of happiness, because that happiness is based on how they satisfy Krishna. That drop of happiness which Krishna gets from the gopis, they get that drop of happiness. But when manjaris serve Radha Rani, Radha Rani experience oceanic happiness, not a drop, ocean of happiness. That ocean of happiness in Radha Rani gets in your heart. That is why you get the high, that is why manjaris are the recipient of the highest happiness. Ocean of happiness of Radha Rani has to come in, will come in manjari's heart. So we have to live our life in that way, that we are continuously satisfying Radha Rani. Not our gender or family based life. We have to clear all our misconceptions of happiness, and just once we have to say, oh Shri Radhe, I want your darshan, I want your seva. Darshan. That very moment, everything is done. Just have to be honest. See, the world sees you as Amit is not an issue. The outer world sees you as Amit is not an issue. Outer world sees you as Vijay is not an issue. The issue is, in the inner world you see yourself as Amit. Issue is not what people think of you in the outer world. That is not an issue. Issue is what you think of yourself. You declare to yourself, I am not this piece of existence which I see in mirror. I am not this piece of existence. Declare to yourself boldly, clearly, once and for all. I am not this stupid piece of existence, humanistic existence. No. Anything related to Amit, Amit's wife, Amit's car, Amit's family, or Amit's kids can never give you any kind of happiness. Because you are not Amit. Anything related to Amit, anything, You have to declare to yourself boldly, clearly. And this is my experience also. I have been with devotees for around 2.5 decades now. One session, one lecture is sufficient for life transformation. One session. We don't have to hear 1,000 sessions. That one session, if we give our life to, if we continuously meditate on, is sufficient for cleansing all our contaminations and giving us direct audience with the Lord. You know, Lord so very eagerly sees whatever we are doing, especially after getting initiated, coming to Navadvip Dham. Lord is always eagerly seeing whatever we are doing. And see, what? Just imagine what Lord must be thinking if we are still continuing with this gender-based happiness. Just imagine. God is a person. He is not a concept. He is a person. We think God is like Brahma Jyoti. No, He is not Brahma Jyoti. He is a person. He has got feelings. Let's say He is God and He is seeing you. What he must be feeling. Let's say he is God and seeing all of what he must be feeling. I given him everything. I gave him Siddha Swarup also, and still he is gender based living, family based living. Imagine God is a person, what he must be going through. Because he has given himself completely. Completely. Even demigods can never dream of Navadvip Dham, coming into Navadvip Dham. Siddha Pranali, can demigods dream of this? We have been bestowed so much blessings, uncountable blessings. We just have to respect them. Then we will get further blessings. Further blessing means, the only one thing is left, we are so close, yet so far. We are so close, yet so far. Why far? Again adding poison in life. People thinks. And some people think only very little is needed to make to be happy in this material life. I am saying even little is not needed. We think little is even nothing is needed in life to be happy. Because nothing is required actually to be happy. All you need is satisfaction of Radharani as a Gaudiya or satisfaction of the Lord as any other kind of devotee. You don't need even little. It is all within yourself, your way of thinking, which is either giving, taking you closer to happiness or God, or bereft you of happiness. It is all with your right way of thinking or faulty thinking. This is the art of life, art of living, that one has to live life in such a way that with firm conviction have deep desire that I have nothing to do with gender based life, and then daily, on a daily basis, don't add further dust of gender based, family based thoughts in your life. It's the dust which we are continuously pouring ourselves. Daily we are pouring ourselves the dust of gender and family every day, and we have to cheto darpan margin, this cheto chitta darpan, we have to margin cleanse it, and we are pouring, contaminating it every day. That is why we are not experiencing result of chanting Hare Krishna, immediate ecstasy. So art of living is stop further contaminating yourself. What is further contamination means? Never ever think that anyone or anything can give me happiness. I don't even need little for happiness. Nothing, absolutely nothing for happiness. I have nothing to do with humanistic things, human species, people and anything to do with family. It has got nothing to do with me. Because I am a spirit soul meant for Radharani's pleasure. Anything family based is certainly not my based. there is only one great day in our life after we are born, and that day is to understand why we are born. That is just the only great day in our life, to understand why we are born. I am born, actually I am not born, but just to make us understand that I am born just to give pleasure to Radharani. I don't belong to anyone, any family, anything. This is the only great day in life when we discover by hearing from self-realized saints why I am born. What is life? Life is never family life. Life is just life. Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam. Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam. All upadis, designations. Father, husband, wife, anything. This is all designed. Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam. Tat paratvayana nirmuktam. Rishikena Rishike Sevya Bhakti Ruchyate. All designations. We have to get rid of all these designations, faulty designations. And this is explained, as we all know, the famous verse of Ramcharitmanas, "Main aur mor torte baya." I am this person, Mr. John, and someone is mine. This is Maya. I am just a piece of life. I am nobody, and I don't need anybody. I am nobody, and I don't need anybody here. I just don't need anyone. I just don't need anything. I just need only. Rather, I don't think, it is not that I need Radharani's pleasure. I want Radharani's pleasure. Natural outcome. Yes, right now we want, like Amit's pleasure. You want Amit's pleasure. Brian's pleasure. Mansi's pleasure. We want Radharani's pleasure. Natural. If you think you're a piece of life, you can indulge yourself in any way you want. Worship toward Lord Narsingha, Lord Rama, as a gopi, as a manjari, as a sakha, as anybody. Provided you are you are a piece of white cloth. Then see, this white cloth and this color has come immediately. So any color we can put ourselves, nursing color, like manjari, bhava, anything. We just need to be white first. If you are vichitra ranga, like so many, tainted with so many colors, bhavas, and you'll never get drenched in one bhava. Any question?
Maharaj, it seems like quite a balancing act in that we can pretend to carry out the role and at the same time be detached from that consideration, or we could walk away from it and just, like, we're already, say I'm already in family life, so how do I have to go through the role playing,
Very nice question, and this is for everyone to understand. That first of all, you cannot walk away. Why? Because if you are prarabdha, you know what is prarabdha? Prarabdha is that certain portion of your total accumulated karmas. That certain portion of your total accumulated karmas, which you are sure to get in this life, no matter you want or anyone else wants or not. You are surely, surely, surely going to have that. It is not that you are having certain female as a wife because of your desire. No, you were meant to be with a certain person. Now, and if it is so that you are going to be with a certain person till the end of your life, either you want or anyone wants, no one can change it and no one should change it. This is one thing. And how to carry duties unattached? This is the main question. And see, it is not walking away from a family life which is going to give us happiness. This is not what I am trying to say. I actually want everyone actually to be in family life where they are. This is my desire, that everyone should be wherever they are, but change the internals. In the inner world you have to do engineering, not in the outer world. It is not even possible. It is not even possible. And the only way, you might have heard this example earlier, but I think this today you will understand this example. We have to be like a nurse. You understand the nurse? Nurse in a hospital, she tries to take care of all the patients, but she is not attached. Similarly, we have to be in family life. Everyone here is in family life. Everyone has kids, wife, everyone, grandfather, etc. But you have to be like a nurse in a hospital, doing all the activities, but being detached. But how do we become a nurse? This is an important question. How do we become a proper nurse, spiritually speaking? That nurse is very clear that she has a separate life. Only then, only because of that clarity, she is able to live as a nurse 12 hours a day in a hospital. She thinks she is like Mrs. John or Mrs. something. She is very clear that she is something. And that life is the central point. And this, even though I am spending 12 hours in the hospital, it has got nothing to do with me. It is just a duty. Similarly, I have to be firmly fixed. I am Radharani's Manjari. Then only we can be detached in material life, otherwise it is not possible. You need to have a very strong conviction. I have a family and this is a hospital. You're getting the point? I have a family. The family I am living in is not my family, it is a hospital. I am a nurse there. I am doing everything. You know, when the nurse is there, he cleans your stool also if it is required, and gives you food, cooks food, and does so many things. Takes you from here and there if it is required. But has got nothing to do with you. If you see, has got nothing to do. But why is it so? Very clear, I have a separate family and my happiness lies there. And even though she is with a patient, she is continuously thinking, I have a family, I have a family, I have a family, he is my son, he is my wife, he is my this, he is my that. Similarly, when a though we are living in family, but we should be very clear. I have a family. I have a family. I have a family. And here, it is just a duty. Just a duty. Just a duty. Till we have firm conviction that I have a spiritual family, which is bestowed by the spiritual master in the form of mantra, we will never live a detached life in material, in this family affairs. Firm conviction. I have a family life. That is my family, the mantras. And be very clear, if you had anyone in your life other than Guru and Gauranga, you are contaminating your life. You are not going to get any kind of happiness in your life. Any kind of happiness. Just forget it. Not just you, I am talking about everyone. Add anyone in your life other than Guru and Gauranga, you are bereft yourself of happiness. And the only way of detachment is, you have to be attached to them. With firm conviction, only Radharani is mine. Na jivami toyami. Just don't want to live without you. Just don't want to live any kind of material life. Any kind of life. Which has got nothing to do with. I just don't want to do with any kind of humanistic, anything. My brother or my father. I just don't want to do anything to do with anyone. And it's not that I am saying, it has to come from within a devotee. Firm conviction on the basis of Shastras. The simple shloka of Taittiriya Upanishad, Esha hi ev anandayati, is sufficient to down you in happiness. Esha hi ev anandayati, only he can give me happiness. So what else do you need? You want happiness, sure enough. Only he, Esha hi ev, ev means only. Taittiriya Upanishad is explaining clearly, Eshi Eva Anandayati. Anandayati, given, Dayan, given. Happiness is not acquired, it is bestowed. How can you acquire happiness? I mean, how can you acquire God? How can you can purchase God? Acquiring means you can purchase God. No. It is bestowed upon us when He is satisfied. Eshi eva anandayati. I just don't have anything to do with family life. But you will have to live in family because your particular set of karmas. See, people don't understand this thing because of not mature understanding of spirituality. That if it is in your life that you are going to be a family man, till the end of your life, you will be a family man. No one can change it. No one has that power. And if it is there that you are going to be a renunciate, then you will be a renunciate. Even you can't change it. No one else can change it. This may be difficult to swallow, but that's a... that's our understanding which is based on all Shas, Puranas and deep scriptures. It is, Jiva is very insignificant. And the only thing is, we should live where we are. Wherever we are, we should live that. But we have a clear understanding that this person or this activity or this thing can never give me any happiness. Not even an iota of happiness. Actually, it is basically in the construction we do in the inner world. That is, we are always thinking about doing things external in the external world, like running away from this place or going to that place. It doesn't matter at all, actually. It is in inner engineering. What do we have to do? Inner engineering. The construction in the inner world. Actually, what is that construction? Just destroy all the other construction which you have already done. Just trash them straight away. I don't want Radharani, that's all. Life is actually so simple, but we insist on making it complicated. Maharaj Ambarish and so many great saints, they have been the kings and queens of this planet, Earth. But still, they were in family life, but still they were completely detached from anything. Narottam Das Thakur also mentions in Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Sansara Swapan Mano. Take this material world as a dream. Swapan, you understand? Swapan, dream. Sansar, this world, Swapan, dream, Mano. Take it. Take this material world as a dream. It is just a dream. I am Mr. A, you die and it's all over. Isn't it a dream? It's all over. For eternity, you cannot get back to that dream again. For eternity. Sansara swapan mano, Narottam Das Thakur is saying. Live in reality. Only Radharani is mine. This conception we are living that I am a man, I have a family, this is a dream. Because I can never be a gender in material world. How can I have a family? This is all a big dream. Big dream. We are so convinced that I am a family man, isn't it? Family man. But the fact is, I am not even a gender. One can acquire a gender only in the spiritual world, the soul. Otherwise, it is genderless and thirstless. Soul doesn't require any kind of liquids or anything. It is genderless. So we are through, and someone can do kirtan in an uncontaminated way. Try to.
Maybe my faith is very small, but there is a part in my brain that doesn't understand that he is sitting somewhere and he is thinking of us and that he is desiring us. Because if we are so insignificant and we are contaminated, why is he desiring us?
Yeah.
So I'm confused. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. It's a natural question if we have not understood, but after few minutes you will never have this question again. See, you must understand one thing. Lord is Raso Vai Saha. He is Rasa Swarup. Okay? What does it mean? He has infinite desire for Rasa, for having Rasa from other living entities. Infinite desire. Everything about the Lord is infinite in nature. He is never finite. That I am having Brian or Sachin or I'm through. Let them all go to wherever they are. No, it is not so. He has got infinite desire for having rasa with each and every living entity. Infinite desire. And when he is really, really into you, what does he do? What he does? He gets you connected to a bona fide lineage. He gives you a beach. What is that beach? Come to me. Come to me now. And when he's giving you beach, he's seeing you with Jagannath eyes. You know? What are you doing? Every activity. You like this, everything. You know, he's actually crying at you. You can't even imagine how thirsty he is. You know your thirst? When you are thirsty for a person, how thirsty you are. And if Lord is thirsty, how thirsty would be? Can you even imagine? When a jiva is thirsty for a person, he cannot just live without that person. And Lord has got infinite desire to be with you. And actually you are not even contaminated. Why? Because Chetan Amar Sahaj Suprash. You are never contaminated. You think that you are someone, that is why you are contaminated. You are never contaminated. Contamination is not possible for a spirit soul. It is never possible. This is a... Chetan Amal. Amal means is never contaminated by anything. Soul. I think I desire this person. Or I need this person. This is the only contamination. You leave this and you are totally uncontaminated. What do you have to do? You don't have to go to Himalaya. Don't have to do anything. Just don't have to do anything. You be in your USA or wherever you are staying, but don't think A, B or C can give me happiness. And he is always watching you like this. And especially initiation or Siddha Pranali. He is just waiting to be with you.
Uh-huh.
Gauranga he Shri Gauranga Mahatram ki
Jai.
Thank you.